This is subject EF on the 7th of November 2011 at
I don't cross the road
at 4:20 p.m. It's just getting towards dark. Yeah, so yeah. Okay. Tell me when you're okay.
Okay, so I'm quite familiar with Caledonian Road because I work in a school on Pentonville Road, and I often walk up Caledonian Road to go to the Tesco's to get lunch, or I sometimes walk further up and go to some of the bars around here. I do, I guess, I have a good feeling about Caledonian Road. The thing that sticks out most as being a problem about it is it's difficult to cross. I know there's like two crossings, but it doesn't seem like a massive road, so it feels like you should be able to cross between crossings, but every time you try to, it seems like you nearly get run over, because just past Tesco's the cars come round the corner, so you can't really see them coming, and lots of buses come round here. And I guess the traffic drives quite fast. It's quite fluid. It's not all stuck. Okay, one thing I think is interesting about the area is the little Keystone Crescent, because you feel like you're on a like inner city street, and then all of a sudden there's this little residential, really pleasant crescent. Pleasant crescent. And but I've often made the mistake of walking down there thinking it's going to lead me somewhere, and then I just end up right back onto Caledonian Road. But I guess that is the nature of a crescent anyway. When I've been working at King's Cross before, sometimes the places where we go for drinks after work are sometimes the Simmons on Caledonian Road. It's a nice little bar, but the problem is that it's very small. So you all end up standing out on the street, which is all right unless it's raining. And sometimes the key cut